Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Question on the right.
What it means as a team, but what about individually for you?
Just got one more to check.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everything Lakers. I am your host, your Laker girl. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad you guys are tuning in. The NBA, the 2012 NBA All-Star Game has started. It's in the fourth quarter. The West is up. Kobe Bryant passed Michael Jordan's scoring record for the most points in the All-Star game. So kudos to Kobe Bryant, the best player in the NBA, according to a lot of people, not just me. But I want to give congratulations to Kobe. And we were up. We were up like 15 or 18 points. Now we're just up 10 points. So if we can keep that lead and beat the East and show who's the best, which is in the West. And so tonight we're going to touch on the NBA All-Star Weekend events. We're also going to talk about all the trade rumors. The trade deadline is approaching. It's been kind of brain sick hearing and reading about them. And, of course, the majority of the rumors are about the Lakers, so that'll be cool. I'm going to go in here and check my chat room, who's up here in the house. I see Gab is here. Hi, Gab. Hey, Rose. And EMAC, of course. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'm going to go ahead and wait until some more people come in. I got a couple of callers on the board, but what I want to do is go ahead and play this song. It is my favorite song off of Karen White's new album that is coming out. It's called Carpe Diem, and I believe this is the title track. It's called Seize the Day. Again, this song is so uplifting. It just gives me confidence. When I wake up in the morning, I want to hear this song. I can't wait till I get my CD. I'm going to get it this weekend coming, and this is going to be my song that gets me started in the morning. This is Karen White, Seize the Day.
Be alright on my way to better days. I'll
That will be out soon, Carpe Diem. And also, Karen White will be performing in San Francisco this weekend, starting Thursday. She has four shows starting this Thursday, March 1st. She has a show at 8 p.m., Friday, March 2nd at 8 p.m., and then she has two shows Saturday, March 3rd, two shows March 3rd. 7 p.m. and 9:30 is going to be at the Razz Room. That's R-R-A-Z-Z Room in San Francisco. You guys get your tickets. They're still available. It's going to be off the chain. I'm going to be in the house. So you guys come in. Come check her out. You know, Karen is she's blowing up more. I mean, she's already a veteran, but she's back. She's just back with a vengeance. So you guys take advantage of it and come out and check her out. All right, so let's get this started, you guys. So like I said, we're going to touch, and also my co-host, Dwayne Cooper, who was a former Laker. He played with the Lakers back in 92-93 season. He will be calling in, joining me around 7:30-ish. So we'll get him on as well. Let me check my board. I got a few callers in, and I'll bring you guys in a moment. I want to go ahead and get this start this topic off. The first topic, we just going to jump in with all the trade rumors going on. You know, we have the deadline is going to be March 15th, but of course, you know, with this All-Star, once after the All-Star weekend ends, once this game ends, it's really a lot of trades are going to be happening. And of course, the Lakers are at the top of the list. You know, the Lakers are always, you know, in the media. Every blog, every news report is talking about the Lakers. I mean, there are other teams, okay? Now, they just posted up on the television. You guys are probably watching who's the MVP. Kobe Bryant is in second. I just glanced at it just now. And my daughter just texted me. Oh, my God, awesome. Okay. let me get back on track. So Kobe is, I hope he does get MVP. He did pass up Michael Jordan, so I do want him. He's been here 14 times to the All-Star game, and he got a few more years to go here. So, all right, let's get this started. Okay, so the first rumor that I want to go ahead and talk about is, before I even start talking about the rumors, you know, yesterday was my birthday, okay? Yesterday was my birthday. And I had a wonderful, beautiful, relaxing day. It was all about me, and I took advantage of it. And so I normally give out birthday shout-outs, and, of course, mine is first. My birthday was yesterday, and I actually celebrate my birthday for the entire month. So I'm going to get it started next week. I'm going to be in San Francisco, so it's going to be just a ball down there. I can't wait. I've never been to San Francisco. I've been other places, New York, D.C., Virginia, Miami, Chicago. You know, I've been these places, but I've never been right here in my own state, California, up north to San Francisco. So I'm totally excited about that. But I wanted to touch on, you know, other birthdays this month. I had a couple of friends whose birthdays were this month, the same day as mine. And, oh, my God, they caught up. The score is 148 West, East 147. It's fourth quarter. It's 1 minute and 16 seconds left in this quarter. Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe they let them come back up. Come on, you guys. Come on, West, we got to win this. So, So the birthday shout-outs I want to give to is my friend Rocky Walker. He lives in New York City. We call each other birthday twins. That's my dog. So happy birthday, Rocky. And then my friend Michael Bird, who I've been knowing since I was 15 years old. His birthday is the same day as mine. Happy birthday, Michael, if you're listening. And we got a couple of celebrities that I share my birthday with, Foster Silvers. You guys remember the Silvers? Well, the youngest one, Foster Silvers, we share the same birthday, so happy birthday, Foster. And then we got a couple of females, Rashida Jones, that's Quincy Jones' daughter. She's an actress. Her birthday is also February 25th. And I see you, Rodney. Thank you for joining me. What's up, Renee? What's up, Michelle? That's my girl. And I'm looking in the chat room, you guys. I'm sorry I got off my track. I'm looking. Oh, bam! Blake just sealed the deal, hopefully. It's 150 to 147. It's 34 seconds, 33 seconds left in the game. The West got this. I hope if they don't make a three-pointer, then we got this game. Oh, my God. Okay. It's, okay. Oh, he missed it. Okay, get it. Oh, my God. Okay, game is 22.8 seconds. Okay, I know my daughter is so happy she is not sitting next to me because I get totally excited when I'm at a Laker game or just watching the game at home. She gets tortured because I'm just all on her, but she's not here with me. So anyway, back to the birthdays. Rashida Jones, Quincy Jones' daughter, she's an actress, her birthday. And then Chelsea Handler, you guys know her. She's a comedian. She's an actress, and her birthday is also the same day. But trip off of this, Chelsea Handler was born in 1975. What's up, Sabelle? I see you just checked in. They fouled Dwayne Wade? Okay, he just made the score 150 to 148 with 22 seconds left on the clock. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so anyway, Chelsea Handler, she was born in 1975, so she's younger than me. And she does not look younger than me. I'm sorry. She does not look younger than me. And then there's Carrot Top, the crazy dude with all the red hair, the comedian, the jokester. His birthday is the same day as mine. And then we have Julio Iglesias Jr. That's a little fine little Latino. His birthday, we share the same birthday. So those are all the birthdays. February 25th, Pisces, we rule. And I want to say happy birthday to everybody, okay? All right, so then, I forgot. There's some basketball players on the same day as my birthday, too. Okay, we got Kurt Rambis. His birthday is the same day as mine. You know he was a former Laker. We have Samaki Walker. He was a Laker before. We got Hakeem Noel. He's currently on the Bulls. His birthday is the same day, February 25th. And then we got these little two youngsters, Jameer Fredette. He plays for Sacramento, and Etwan Moore, he plays for the Boston Busters. So happy birthday to you guys. You guys should listen to Everything Lakers. I know you guys are at the game, but listen to my show. And I could swear, if you guys was here at my last show, I know I said that Mitch Kupchak, he needs to get with Paul Gasol. He's putting in all these rumors. That's why Gasol cannot, you know, focus on the game. So they had a team player meeting with all of them, and they came and they whooped on, who was it? It wasn't Oklahoma. Who did they whoop on? I can't remember who they whooped on, but they came. It was a away game, and we beat that game, but then we lost against Oklahoma. But those are back-to-back games. So I wish we would have won that game against Oklahoma because they have the best record. I'm looking in the chat room, you guys, and, okay, Sabelle is always cooking. And you guys leave that alone. Leave that subject alone. I see that, EMAC. All right, so then I told, you know, I mentioned that Mitch Kupchak needs to talk to Paul Gasol to, you know, relax his mind so he can play well. And, okay, I got some callers in, but let me finish this, you guys. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and start this this topic off with the rumors. It's one, the score, wait, before I do that, I have to end this. I have to look at this. The West is up 1 point. It's 20 seconds. We got the ball. It's 150 to 149. Somebody fouled somebody. What's going on? Durant? Okay. Durant then fouled somebody, so is it going to be the East ball? I hope not. Okay, LeBron. LeBron is not nice looking at all. He looks old for his age. Okay, Westbrook. Let's see what's going on. Who got fouled? All right, you guys. So then let me go ahead and, oh, Kobe. Kobe's at the free throw line. So we got this game. The game is in the basket. He better win this. There's 18 seconds left on the clock. It's 150 to 149. So he needs to make these shots. Okay, he just made it. Okay, Gab? He just made that shot for you, Gab. Do your job. Look at the little cutie pie, little Laker girl. I just want to eat her up. What pictures are you looking at, Savelle? You're so funny. Kobe's at the line. Kobe is about to end this game. I hope he gets MVP. He deserves it. If he don't get it, then Westbrook is going to get it, or Durant, actually, because I think he was leading the Oh, he missed it. He missed the darn shot, and there's 16 seconds left. Oh, my God. What's going on? They just called the timeout. Oh, my gosh. I cannot. Don't be calling Kobe a peanut head. He is not a peanut head. Okay, Kobe missed. I know, Michelle, he missed. I can't believe not Kobe Bryant. Come on, he's the closer. All right. Okay, so we're going to start this. I want to just wait till this room, this game ends before but I'll go ahead and start it. We're going to start with the rumor. The first rumor, this is the first one I was hearing about that I thought was kind of crazy. It's Rasheed Wallace. I know you guys heard about them talking about him maybe coming over to the Lakers. He's currently not playing. He retired with the Boston Busters. The last time he played was in 09, 010. In fact, the last game he played was against the Lakers in the finals when we beat and whooped on the Boston Busters, okay? So they were looking at him according to this story that was written in Rant Sport. The Lakers are close to signing Rasheed Wallace. Signing Wallace could be bad or good. Okay, I think the bad kind of weighs out the good, though. We all know that he's too old. He's 37 years old. He, like I mentioned before, the last time he played was in 09, 010 against us in the finals. He was with the Boston Busters. And he's also notorious for receiving technical fouls. He still leads the NBA. Even though he's not playing, he still leads the NBA in technical fouls. And we already have to worry enough about world peace getting texts, Kobe Bryant be getting some texts, and now even Coach Brown, because he gets heated on the sideline. So he could bring in some technical fouls for us as well. Now, the good qualities, and I hope you guys are paying attention to me, because the game is kind of, it is 151. East 149, the East has the ball. It's 12 seconds. The clock is down. He missed it. Darren Williams just missed the ball. Oh, and they just, oh, my God, he got it again. Oh, the East got it again. LeBron has it in his hand. Oh, okay, Blake has it. Okay, we got this. It's over. West has won this, okay? All right, congratulations to the West. We just won this. All right, okay, I got excited, you guys. Let me find my spot. All right, now the good qualities about Rasheed Wallace is, what he could bring to our team is that he definitely has the toughness, okay? So he could bring toughness to the post on the defense. Last year, and still some people this year label the Lakers as soft. Okay, we got 1.1 seconds left on the clock, and they're giving the ball to the East. Come on now. What are you Robert, no, I love an Afro. Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I was just totally excited about this because it is the last minute, 1.1 seconds. You know they're going to give the ball probably to LeBron. Everybody is standing up. Blake, oh, my God, come on, you guys. Oh, no, Blake is at the free throw line, so we won this game. He better hit this shot. Come on, Blake. He missed it. Oh, my God. Come on, you guys. All right, so then back to Rashida. He could bring defense to our team, okay? And like I said, everybody labeling the Lakers as soft, and we not soft. I have to give it to Coach Brown because he has his system, is bringing some defense to the Lakers right now. Oh, my God. Okay, the game is over. He made the last free throw. Okay, so it's 152 to 149, 1.1 second left on the clock, you guys. All right, so then the Lakers, we are now the top. We are one of the top. We are the top. We are in the top five teams. Okay, I'm getting confused here. I'm looking at my iPad here, and then I'm looking at the TV. Okay, so the Lakers are already in the top five defense and leads in the league rebounding. Now, Coach Brown's system has definitely brought a lot to the Lakers, I think, in defense. Because right now, that's pretty much all we have until we get a point guard. So Rashid would be perfect for Coach Brown's system. He don't have to score because Kobe Bryant would do that. And he don't even have to start because World Peace will do that. All he has to do is play defense and get rebounds off of the bench. Uh-oh, who's talking madness? Okay, looks like LeBron was saying something to Kobe for a minute, you guys. All right, so then, hey, what's up, Big? Is in the house? All right, is he in the house? Okay, what's up, Big? All right, so then Rashid, all he has to do is get rebounds. Okay, the ball, he missed it. It's over. Game over. West have won. All right, so it's officially over, you guys. Now I can stay on focus. I can stay focused. Now, our bench is too inconsistent. So if you remember, Rashid used to torment the Lakers when he played for Detroit, but that was back in 2000s. I mean, he's older now. Now, I do want to say I contacted my friend named Matt Reardon. He's a good friend of mine. We grew up together, went to school, and he's really, really tight with Rashid. And he told me that Rashid gave the Lakers till this past Friday to sign him. He said Coach Brown wanted Sheed bad, but the front office was slow dragging. So at this point, it looks like he won't be signed. So Rashid is out of the look, you guys, because the front office basically was just slow dragging on them. So I'm going to go ahead and bring in this caller. His name is Stone Cold Mark. And Stone Cold, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Pretty good. Once again, let me wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And let me start off. Let me cover a couple of, this is my first time calling in, so let me cover a couple of things that's happened up until this point this year that really got me upset.
Well, before first, you do that, where are you from, Rashid? I mean, Rashid Stone. Where are you from?
I'm in Mississippi right now. I'm originally from New Orleans.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know what, I'll start it back this summer. You know, the front office is just killing us. I remember we could have had Kevin Love, but and the number two pick for Gasol, they turned that down. Then the CP3 thing was a total blow-up because David Stern wants to screw the Lakers. It's a conspiracy. Everybody knows it. He didn't stop the Heat. He didn't stop the Celtics. He didn't stop the Knicks. He wants to stop us. But then he's going to put CP3 in our own building playing with Blake Griffin? I mean, that's ridiculous.
I know.
If I was a GM, I would have been on the phone that very night with my lawyers doing a lawsuit against the NBA. But
I know that Houston was looking to do something because they really wanted Gasol in that trade with the CP3 trade. Houston was really upset because they were going to get Gasol, and I understand they was making a big ruckus about him not coming over because they, you know, we pretty much, the papers were signed. But then there was also rumor that, you know, Jim Buss had something to do with that as well. He kind of messed things up as well. If he would have waited around to sign something, or I think Jim Buss, like you said, the front office definitely had something to do with it. Not just David Stern, even though he was the one who did the entire Knicks of the CP3 trade, Jim Buss also made some mistakes with that as well.
Right, and I heard CP3 was even talking about contacting a lawyer, but then after that, the idiot Mitch Kupchak trades Lamar Odom for nothing. I mean, you got Dwight Howard, you got LeBron, all these people, they demanding to be traded. Just because you ask for a trade don't mean you got to do it. I mean, Lamar was probably one of my three favorite Lakers. I couldn't believe they just got rid of Lamar like that.
Well, that's because Jim Buss is he's a power freak. He doesn't care about his players, I think. He's not a Jim West. You know, Jim West, I think if Lamar would have walked up in there and Jim West was at that desk, Jim West would have said, go home, think about it some more, Lamar, and then I think Lamar, he wouldn't have been traded. But that was all about Jim Buss. He don't care. He don't even, I mean, even Kobe Bryant walked in his office, I understand. He don't care what Kobe Bryant got to say either. And Kobe Bryant can't stand him, and I don't believe he can stand Kobe as well. He didn't even like Phil Jackson, Jim Buss.
Right. Well, I actually think Jeannie Buss should be running the Lakers.
I agree with you 100% on that one. Now, let me do this. Let me bring in someone else. This is Jay King. This is his network. What's up, Jay?
I just wanted to say happy birthday to you. I wanted to say happy birthday to you. I'm getting ready to get on the flight. I just wanted to say happy birthday. And I forgot it was yesterday. I apologize.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I'll make it up to you. I'll take you out to lunch or something.
Okay.
The reason why we got rid of Lamar Odom is because he started hanging out with the Kardashians, and that was a bad move for him.
So the Kardashians is what Jim Buss got upset about?
They're throwing the vagina all over the place, and they're just messing up the team, the chemistry of the team. He already was soft enough. Now he got a woman bossing him around. That's just we couldn't have both of them. So he did the right thing as far as I'm concerned. Lamar ain't that good. He's not, you know, Lamar, we needed some nuts on the team this year, and he just don't have a set. Sorry.
Well, I like Lamar Jay. So, I mean, I think if we still had him on the team, we would still be kind of, you know, good. We would be better than what we are
if
now. Record would be better.
It would be having Courtney on the court would be better than him. He has no nuts. She took him from him. We needed some real ball playing down at the down there. It's bad enough that we got Gasol, you know. But at least Gasol had the wherewithal to say, you know what, this is business, and thank God I get to play with a championship team, a quality team, you know, a franchise like the Lakers. Jim Buss is an ass, but, I mean, but that's who we got to deal with. I'm going to go on mute.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jay, for your thoughts. All right. So then you hang on in there with me, Cold Stone. I'm going to bring in the next person. They got their hand up, 310-986. State your name. And where are you from?
I am from LA. Happy birthday, Asta.
Hi, Brittany. What's up? Thank you so much, Niecy. Thank you for calling. Where's my little nephew at, Cam?
It's Jessica, Asta.
Oh, Jessica. I'm sorry. I'm getting numbers all. Okay, sorry.
You got so many nieces and nephews.
I do. And I was looking at your number. I was like, wait a minute. Brittany's number start with 714. My bad. Thank you, Jessica. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
I miss you.
Of course. I miss you, too. I'm so sorry I missed your birthday. We got to do
that's
something.
Okay. You know, I celebrate for the whole month. It's all good.
I know. I remember you calling in your birthday month.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you at work
the,
right now?
Our celebrity game?
Yeah, I didn't get to watch it, but I saw the highlights on it, and Kevin Hart had me rolling. He had me so rolling.
He was hilarious. And he sent a lob to my Boo J. Cole. That was the play of the game.
You know what? When I saw that, I said, is that Jessica's man, J. Cole? So that
yes,
was him. Okay,
was.
Cool.
It was.
All right,
the
same
good. Thing.
I thought
I
about
just sat down watching. Yeah, as you should.
Now, Jessica?
I just got done watching the game.
Oh, okay. So you're at home.
Yeah, my home. I thought the dunk contest was weak.
Yeah, it was very weak. The dunk contest was real weak.
Yes. But as far as the Lakers, I would love to see Dwight Howard come. I know it's been talk for a while, but I think the Rasheed Wallace talk is a horrible idea. The worst idea, worse than Allen Iverson coming out of retirement and playing for or having a meeting with the Lakers. We need someone new, someone fresh, and it ain't going to be someone in retirement.
Well, see, I know you don't like Bynum, so you fine with getting
yes.
rid of Bynum, Jessica.
I'm fine with getting Bynum.
Okay, why you don't like Bynum, Jessica? Why?
I just think he's had so much time to mature and show his potential, and he's yet to do that. And he comes into my restaurant a lot, so I don't really like him on a personal level.
You're very,
yeah,
you're very,
I know.
Very smart girl. That's a very smart girl I'm listening to right there.
Jessica, this is Jay on the phone right now that you're talking to.
Hi, Jay.
Hey, Bynum is a bum, and he did. We need to get rid of him while we can.
Exactly. Who put the $1 air freshener in their Bentley?
He comes in her restaurant all the time, Jay, so she's been telling me stories about him, and I was like, no, I like Bynum.
Yes. No.
He's a softy. He's a softy McClure. I know a softy McClure when I see one.
I agree. I feel like he could be doing way more. I feel like he plays when he wants to play. He doesn't be told.
Yeah, he's a little crybaby, and he ain't never going to turn into the player we need him to be. We needed a leader. We need somebody that's going to be strong. He got little girl knees, and he play like it.
I agree with you 110%.
Hey, but why mess with something that's not broke? Gasol, Bynum, and
broke.
Kobe are three.
It is broke, though. When the Clippers have
no
a better record than us, it's broke.
Exactly.
Okay,
they
but
can't
the Clippers are not going to go any further. They're not going to make the finals. They're not going to win a ring here, Jessica.
Yes.
You know that.
No, I agree. They're not. They're definitely not going to get a ring, but they're doing pretty good right now.
Yeah, they're doing pretty good, and that's about it. That's where they're going to say about doing pretty good.
But the bottom line, the fact that we got to talk about them and the Lakers in the same breath, let us know that we need to get rid of some people. And we need to get rid of Bynum. We need to get rid of Gasol. We need to build everything around Kobe. And if Meta World Peace don't get his thing together, we need to get rid of him too.
I agree with about Meta World Peace.
I agree with all of that.
So you're willing to bring Jessica? You willing to get rid of Gasol and Bynum for Dwight?
Dwight is a winner. Dwight got a winner kind of attitude about him.
Uh-huh.
He need to play with a winner. So you put Dwight and Kobe together, and you get a decent point guard that can guard. And as long as Ron Artest, all we need him to do is to be Ron Artest. During the game, he could be Metal War Peace when the game is over with. But during the game, all he has to do is be Ron Artest, and we're good.
True.
Okay.
This is the rumor that I heard, that they would try to trade Bynum, Gasol, and Barnes to get Dwight and Jameer Nelson. Jameer Nelson is a good shooter. And I think Derek Fitch, as much as I love me some D-Fish, he needs to retire and get a front office position or do
I think
be an
he
assistant
will.
Coach.
I think he will.
And bring up some of that money.
I think for sure Fish is going to retire this year,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to bring in your dad, Jessica, Tony. Hey, Tony, what's up?
What's happening? And happy belated birthday.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Well, my first comment is on Jim Bush. You know, I think he's just trying to put his stamp on the team. And unfortunately, when you go through transitions, you know, everybody's not going to be happy about it. I'm definitely not happy about any of the decisions that he made. I think he should be gone. Jenny Bliss definitely should be running the team and get rid of Kupchak because he's a softy too. That guy should have been gone a long time ago. But, you know, I think with the Lakers, I like Howard. I like him to keep buying him. Bynum's starting to win me over. He may be soft in some areas, but he still have some games.
You guys are saying that now. You're saying that now. Why? Because he's playing some games. But as soon as his little knees start hurting, his little ankles start hurting, and he's little crazy like he's a baby. And
I think if Howard comes to the team, he would probably make him a better player. Now, don't get me wrong. If it was a I would say Howard, and you can let Bynum go, you can let Gasol go, you could get...
Oops, I'm sorry, Jay, I didn't mean to mute you. I'm sorry, Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, you can
let... Yeah, you did. You meant to mute me. It's cool.
You can let Meta World Peace go. Fisher's got to retire. I'm starting to like that kid, Gottlieb, or whatever his name is. I think he's got some game. I think as he matures, he'll be better off down the road.
I
think as he matures, he's going to be a pretty decent player. He might be another little Westbrook if they let him play enough minutes.
I like him. I think we should definitely keep him on the game. So let me do this. Cole Stone.
Yeah.
Stone Cole. I'm sorry. I, you know, go ahead and what are your thoughts about about Bynum. Do you like Bynum or you prefer Dwight?
Well, I'm gonna say what I tell everybody else. I love Bynum. I love the kid. We brought him up. I mean, I love him even more after this little gut shot last year, that little punk Berea. But
you don't like him.
Oh, I can't stand Berea. I heard the rumor of us possibly getting him. I thought I was gonna throw up if I see Berea in the Laker uniform. But I love Bynum. But for those of you who want Howard, that's fine. I'm telling y'all, Orlando is going to cave. Orlando acts like they're in charge right now. Howard is going to walk regardless. So when Bynum is the second best center, you wait to March 12th, 13th, 14th, they're going to panic. They don't want to lose Howard and not get anything. We don't have to trade Gasol and Bynum and Barnes and draft picks. They will do the one-for-one deal when he gets a day before the trade deadline.
Right, because they said they don't want just Bynum. They want both. They want Paul Gasol and Bynum for Dwight. And I understand that Dwight's mom today, she went on air and said that she wants her son to stay in Orlando.
Right.
I mean, not that. I mean, I'm sure her input has a lot to do with what he's going to do, but at the same time, it's a business, the bottom line.
Right.
Come to L.A., he's going to make more money. He's going to get more endorsements, all the above.
Well, I mean, whether he comes to L.A. or goes to New York or New Jersey, he's going to walk. And if they don't trade him, that's why I said when you get to March 14th, the day before the trade deadline, they're going to panic. They're going to take whatever they can get because they don't want to be left like Cleveland was with LeBron and not get anything.
Right.
Hey, I'm getting ready to take off. I just wanted to say my girlfriend Juicy is in the chat room. I just wanted to say to her, yeah, baby, I like that little short dress you wore for Daddy the other day. And, you know, I got a sandwich for you when I get here when I land. In case y'all don't know, Juicy is a hermaphrodite. He's got a vagina and a penis that looks like a vagina.
Okay.
You can get off now.
All right, have a safe trip. Jay is crazy. All right, you guys, he did dropped off. Okay, so I got a few more callers that's on hold, but I guess Hyde was on here, but he dropped off. Dwayne, I think I see you here. You know, press the number one when you want to come in, Dwayne, if that's you on the board. I see you. I think that's your number. So press number one, and you could come. I could bring you in. And so you said, Tony, what did you think about Rashid coming over? Well, he's not coming over no more, but what did you think about that trade if it did happen?
Well, I like Rashid, but I don't know if he's the puzzle that the Lakers actually need. Hey, he will bring the defense. He will bring the defense, and he does have a shot. It's not like he was in 2000 or anything, but I don't know. I think if you keep adding these little pieces, it's not going to add up to the big prize, you know. So I would rather them wait and get a solid guard. Bring something to the table that's going to extend Kobe's career, because Kobe still got it. I think he's still got at least a good 2-3 years left, and we need someone to take the pressure off of him, because if you've been watching the season, I mean, they've been keying up on Kobe, and we need someone that's consistent. Gasol is not consistent enough. Bynum is not consistent enough. Fisher doesn't have the game anymore. He can't defend. You know, he's too spotty. So we need someone that's the second threat. That's why Miami's doing well. That's why the Clippers got a better record than the Lakers.
Everybody keep bringing that up, that Clippers got the better record than the Lakers. So what? I mean, they're not going to go nowhere with it.
Hold on. Okay. Someone said the conversation shouldn't even be mentioned, the Lakers
right,
and the Clippers. I know the Clippers aren't going anywhere, but the fact is they got a better record than the Lakers. That's the fact.
Okay, so, but that's because, most career points in all-star history. So Kobe, why is it saying Michael Jordan's 262 and Kobe 244? So he didn't pass him?
No, that's got to be wrong, because he passed him tonight.
Oh, yeah, he did pass him. Now, wait, Tony. Now, the reason why we say in the same breath that the Clippers and the Lakers, the reason why is because of Chris Paul. Only because of Chris Paul, because he was posted.
And Blake.
And because how they're playing. I agree. I'm going to bring in Dwayne. And, hey, Dwayne, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I could help.
So you heard us talking about you know, all the crazy rumors, you know, because now the All-Star Weekend has ended. All the craze. Oh, okay, who's got some background? Is that you, Dwayne? Or
Tony? You want me to comment on first?
First, I'm trying to find out where that background noise is coming from. Kind of.
Hello?
Yeah, you guys hear the background?
Yeah, it's not me.
I got it. Let me see who it is. Okay, it was Dwayne. Okay, so Dwayne, I put you back on mute, Dwayne, but that background noise got to leave because it's kind of irritating when you're talking, but I'm going to bring you back on right now.
Okay. Can you hear it now?
Just a little, but not anymore. Go ahead.
So what part would you like to hear first?
I want to hear your thoughts on the Rashid.
Rashid does not make any sense because he is 38 and the Lakers are trying to get younger, and that is not helping.
What about for a temporary fix, just for this season?
It's not going to help because he hasn't played in 2 years, remember?
Right. He hasn't played since 09.
Yeah, so and when he played then, well, he wasn't very good.
Right. He didn't because he didn't help the Boston Busters do too much of nothing in that finals.
Right. So how can he help the Lakers now?
Well, they said that he would, you know, all he needs to do is get rebounds, and he doesn't need to be an offensive player. He needs to strengthen some defense.
Yeah, but if he hasn't played in a year, how effective do you think he'll be at anything at this point?
Well, I wasn't for it. I wasn't for Rashid to come on our team at all. I don't like Boston. That's who he played for, and he played for Detroit. I didn't like Detroit when he played for Detroit, so I don't want him to come to our team. But there are other people who was like, yeah, I want Rashid to come, and, you know, he'll bring some defense, and I just laid out the good and the bad. So we know that you don't want him. Okay, what do you think about the Dwight? Do you prefer Dwight over Bynum or vice versa?
If it's just a one-to-one trade, yeah, but I think that if you have two guys who are 7 feet tall, you do not trade two for one. And not to mention that they command a double team and he really doesn't. If Bynum got the number of touches that he did offensively, I think he would score at a higher rate. So you don't just trade a guy away like that. And then you're going, not only are they going to trade those two, but they're going to give those two guys for Dwight Howard. And then they're also going to give up draft picks. So that doesn't, to me, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay. All right. Cool. Let me bring in Rodney and see what Rodney thinks about it. I'll put you just on a mute, Dwayne, because I still hear that background. Okay, Rodney?
Yes.
How you doing, Rodney?
I'm fantastic. And just let me be a broken record.
Okay,
You can bring Dwight Howard over. When Dwight comes on the team, he's going to be standing next to Gasol and Bynum. It just said all three of them was there. They're all going to be standing in the corner looking at Kobe. Dwight's going to be wondering when he's going to get the rock. The Lakers can go get anybody they want to go get. They're still going to lose until Kobe decides, until he realizes, and which he already does know, that you got to get that rock moving around because with the team that they have right now, when that rock is moving around and it's coming from the inside out, they look great. And they look like they're just one piece away. So until they start passing the ball, the Lakers will never win. I don't care. You can sit on this show and talk for 5 hours. That's a fact. And get on your DVRs, take the game and watch the game, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I think that once we don't even need Dwight, we have our bigs. We don't need Dwight. We need a point guard. That's our issue. Our issue it has nothing to do with Dwight. Our issue is a point guard. We get a point guard in there, be a facilitator, make some points. Be able to be the general on that floor. That's all we need. We don't need Dwight, but you know, things are going to happen. It's out there, the rumors saying that by March 1st, something's going to happen. And, again, Jim Buss does not want to separate with Bynum. if he don't have to. And he's not about to give up both of them, so I really don't believe that that trade is going to happen at all.
Something needs to happen.
You're right, and that's why they're looking at these point guards. They do have a couple of point guards they're looking at. Now, Stone Cold mentioned that they were Stone Cold. Tell me about what you the point guards that they're looking at.
Well, I heard that. Let me say this, and then I'm going to tell you what Stephen A. Smith told me when I called him. I heard that the Celtics would be willing to ship us Rondo for Gasol, and I heard possibly, along with other pieces, we might could get, if Howard is not going to New Jersey, we might could get Deron Williams. But Stephen A. Smith said if you could trade Gasol for a point guard, do it, because he feels that we can get Kevin Garnett in the summer for the NBA minimum, which is a little bit over $2 million, because
we
don't Kobe.
We do not want Kevin Garnett. And Dwayne, I brought you back in, so, but I still kind of hear the background.
Deron Williams renew his contract with the Nets? I thought that Deron Williams' talk was out a long time ago because he resigned his contract.
No. Deron wants to go to the Nets. He wants to get up out of there because they've been losing. They've been losing, so I know that he wants to get out of there. Now, I know that it's a lot of talk again. You know, they're looking at, Beasley. They're looking at, Steve Nash most likely is going to re-sign. We don't want him because he's old. But, I mean, just think if he did come over to the team, he would definitely we would definitely probably make the finals and possibly he would finally get a ring. But they are looking at Raymond Felton from Portland and Michael Beasley from Minnesota. So what do you guys think about Raymond? Are you guys familiar with these guys? They're some young dudes.
I don't even know who they are.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm familiar with Beasley. And
yeah,
like
Felton,
I said, the trade I told you about earlier, people told me about that trade. I don't know if it's a possibility. I don't like it if it comes down. I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
The one where we get Howard, Beasley, and Barea. I mean, I don't like that at all.
Okay, so then check this out. This was another rumor out there about Carmelo coming over to the Lakers.
Absolutely not.
That's not going to happen for Gasol. Okay, now they were saying that Gasol for Carmelo, and I think Jay had one day text me and asked me what did I think about Carmelo coming over to the team, and I'm like, well, could that even happen? I mean, it would have to be a straight-up swap because they're two high-profile players. And then would it work from a salary standpoint? And that's where I don't know. I can't see it.
The reason I don't like it, we could get people from the nursing home to play defense better than Carmelo can play defense.
Well, because he's a shooter. He's like Kobe. So I don't even think that him and Kobe, it goes back to what Rodney was saying. Kobe sharing the ball. Those two right there would not share the ball with one another. So that's not going to work at all.
When you look at great players like Kobe, LeBron, I mean, D-Wade, they all great scorers, but they play defense. Carmelo doesn't know the definition of the word defense.
You're right. They do play defense on Miami.
Nash.
You said Nash, Tony?
I'll take Steve Nash for this next year or two because the guy is solid. He is a playmaker.
Yeah.
And I agree with him handling the ball. And the guy's got a shot, and he can create. So I would definitely take a Nash for at least with the team that they have, and if they keep it in place, with Nash coming on, yes, that would be a good addition.
That would be a great addition.
The problem is, now this is Dwayne, how do you get Nash? Tell me what you got to give up to get Nash.
Right.
Exactly.
I don't think what they were talking about during the halftime. The owner definitely wants to.
Wait, hold up. Did somebody just say Walton?
Yeah,
Luke Walton. You understand this. They're not going. Do you think the people got to the position at the end in the NBA because they did their due diligence and they're pretty bright people for the most part? You don't get. No one's going to take Luke Walton. You're not going to take Luke Walton. Why would
nobody want Luke?
So why would anybody ever mention him in the trade?
Let me ask y'all this. How come the Lakers have not used the amnesty clause on Walton?
Well, they are. I understand they're going to use it next year. I understand they're waiting. I have read something on that, Stone, and they said that they actually are going to wait until next season to use that on him. So Luke Walton.
Because I have all my friends ask me how come they don't use it on Meta. And I'm telling them Meta makes like 7 point something, and Luke Walton makes 5 point something. I mean, just use it on Walton. Don't get rid of Meta.
No, I think they're going to use it on Walton next season. That's what I read. I'm not sure, but that's what I read. Now,
well,
Nash,
I think the amnesty clause is used for one. It's a one-time deal.
Right.
And a salary like $5 million is not really what they're trying to get. They're trying to get rid of a big salary. Not normally a low to mid level type salary. They're trying to get rid of a salary that is kind of handcuffing the team, like a Gasol type salary that was overpaid. But he's actually, I think he's a guy who's, he's a top two or three power forward in that league. They're not two more guys in the league that can do what Powell does
right.
At this point.
Yeah, he's a
so,
player, so he's doing
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and that's why you don't give him up with along with Bynum for Howard. And you know, I don't know, the Lakers fans are so fickle as far as they, you know, the Lakers, everybody's crying in Lakerland, and they got the right now they would be the fifth seed, and they probably could beat the fourth seed team if it came down to a 7-game series, because in the playoffs the game slows down, and that's when the length and the experience show up.
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Cole.
This cat, good
I mean, Rodney.
How do you say his name?
Cole Stone or Dwayne? That was Dwayne just speaking.
No. I mean the guy, the star that we have.
Gaubach. Mm-hmm.
Why not let him play and get the experience and groom him for a playoff? I think he's nice.
Well, he
absolutely
is nice, but you know what, Rodney? As Laker fans, as diehard fans, we want that instant gratification. We want to win. We don't care how this team is looking right now. We still want the Lakers. We don't want to go through the rebuilding stage. It's
right.
Unfortunate.
We're not used to growing pains.
Right.
At all.
Exactly.
Look,
even though we've been through growing pains before, but we don't want it now.
I'm just saying, is he so bad? But, I mean, he could help us now. I don't think
yeah.
they let him play enough.
Well, Blake is, I mean, even Blake, he hits his shot some of the times. You know what I mean? He
get rid of him, though, too.
Well, the thing
yeah,
about,
but he's a
the
shooting
thing,
guard, right?
The thing is, you know, Gerlach has to get more experience at the one,
yeah.
but he is, to me, he could be the answer, but they don't, it's just like the kid Jeremy Lin. If you give him enough minutes, he'll give you some production. And
wow.
right now, they're not willing to do that because you have a old school type coach. As young as Brown is, he was brought up in an old school under an old school type guy, Popovich. Oh, is that his name? Popovich is the coach in San Antonio.
Yeah,
Popovich. He was brought up under an old school coach, so he's going to use old school ways, and so he's not going to give a young guy an opportunity at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well,
and that's why Gaulak won't have the time and minutes to make mistakes and do like a Jeremy Lin and
right.
blow up on the scene. And that will give Brown some more headaches, because Gaulak can do some things that Blake can't do, and he can do a whole lot of things that Fisher can't do at this point. And so he don't want that whole headache, because, you know, then you'll have a Tim Tebow situation where you got a third string dude that's better than the first two dudes
right.
that playing.
Right, exactly.
Well, also, too, I believe that he doesn't have control of the team, Brown. I don't think he has, like, a Phil Jackson. It's his first
right.
year.
Right.
His strength is probably still being pulled. And then you've got the salaries from Blake as well as Fisher. And so his first year is just a trial run right now. It's going to take some time before he takes full control of that team and be able to demand what he actually really wants. So I don't think I don't think this is Brown's team. He's just dealing with what he has.
Well, it, to a certain extent, I think you're correct. But I think that defensively, I think they're honing in on what he's trying to say. Offensively, I think you got to get it through Kobe's head that if they play inside out, if they allow those big guys to work, they're going to be a lot better off, because at the end of the game, Kobe will have more legs. And his shots will become a whole lot easier, because they got to double both of those guys down low. So when you kick the ball out and swing it around to Kobe, now you got to do running at Kobe, and Kobe got a live dribble. Advantage Kobe, advantage Lakers. But if they don't play that way, and Kobe is the guy shooting all the time, trying to create with three guys on him and taking shots with two guys on him, then it's going to make it tougher, and Kobe's career is going to be shortened just that much more.
Yeah. Now, Eric in the chat room said Dowlock should be starting alongside Kobe. Kobe was an air ball shooting rookie himself, and him and Fisher can help him. So that's what Eric Emack is saying. And then Big is saying, okay, you said everyone. Oh, okay, he's talking about something else.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Go ahead, Coach.
And this is for you and Dwayne. Let me ask you this. The starting five we have, substituting whether it be Meta or Ariza back in the day, we have won two of the last three championships, three of the last four finals. We had one bad year. We still got the same starting five. Why is everybody panicking?
I don't know. I just told you what the problem was.
You're right. Nobody should.
You want to know what the problem was? You want to know what the problem is with that?
What's that?
Hold on, Jessica. Let one at a time. Go ahead, Dwayne. Answer that, and then Jessica, you go in and.
Okay. One thing that's different from that whole situation is that you're no longer running the triangle, and you lost a major cog when you gave away Lamar Odom.
Okay.
Lamar Odom, as a point forward, allowed Fisher to be on the court to make big shots. He allowed Kobe to rest, bringing the ball up. He allowed so many things to happen because he could initiate the offense. If they try to pressure the Lakers, get the ball to the 6'11 guy who can handle like a guard, let him bring the ball up and initiate the offense. And Kobe was just chilling, waiting. Okay, now I can get into my thing. Now you're running a new offense, a traditional offense where the point guard is doing stuff, but the point guard in this case can't create his own shot. He can't get a lot. He can't make it easy for other guys to get shots. And when I talk about Derek Fisher or Steve Blake, but now Dowlock can do that, but he's not trusted like those other guys are. So if you got to the finals those 4 out of 5 years, but the team is totally different, and now you don't have Phil Jackson as a coach either. They're not running the triangle any longer.
Right, exactly. That's what Eric Emack just said. The triangle did not have a need for a traditional point guard, and that's correct.
Brian Shaw should be the coach anyway. Everybody knows that.
Well, he would have did the same something similar to Phil Jackson, and that's what Jim Buss didn't want. Now, Jessica, what were you going to say?
Pretty much the same thing that I believe Dwayne is his name, what he was going to say. We may have the same starter five, but we definitely don't have the same bench as we used to. It's not as deep as it was. We don't have six man of the year anymore. We don't have Phil. So, I mean, the starting five on all appearances and surfaces may be the same, but this is a definitely different team that we have this season.
Well, that's why we need to build our bench, and they thought they were building the bench with Capone, McRoberts, and Murphy, but they're not. It just seemed like they're not bringing anything to the table. What do you think, Rodney?
What was that asking again?
Okay, you're not paying attention. That's why.
I did not. I got preoccupied.
Okay, I said our bench is not deep anymore because they have Murphy, McRoberts, and Capone. They got World Peace coming off of the bench. We got Blake coming off the bench because Fisher is starting. We got they sent Devin over to the D League. They got rid of Character. They sent him to the D League, but they got rid of him. So now Devin is over there. And then Darius, I think he's gone too. Is his name Darius Morris or something like that? And
he's
I'm going
to
bring up
the
other
needs to be cut.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something, Steph. I'm going to tell you the X factor is Kobe. Kobe, I think these guys, the ones you know, Murphy, I've seen them play a great game. I've seen a couple of games where that bench was marvelous. And it was through the ball being circulated around. And the bench got to have the experience of being in these different positions throughout the season so when the playoff comes that they will be something beneficial. Kobe's taking too many shots. He's not using his teammates, and that's why Jordan will be better than him. Jordan went from a scorer to a player that let the action come to him. He trusted his players. By far, I don't even think the Bulls was ever as talented as the Lakers. We had more players, but he won with less for that theory. Just let the play come to him, use his players. He would come down and he'll let Paxson bring the ball up. The ball's going to get to him just like Kobe does on occasion. Kobe will just let the ball come.
Kobe's going to have to start sharing the ball eventually, though, Rodney. He's going to have to. I mean, there's no other way. I mean, he's taking all these shots because he don't have any trust on his players. I mean, once he see everybody gelling like they play, I'm still trying to figure out, anybody remember the game we just won before Oklahoma?
Can I chime in?
Against
Dallas?
Yeah, Dallas. Go ahead, Tony. And, hi, I got you on I opened up your mic too high. And let's make every kind of make the comments, like, you know, about, you know, kind of short so everybody can get their comments in. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tony.
Everyone needs to remember Kobe Lakers, and I'm saying Kobe's Laker won 3 championships, so they learned how to win together. It wasn't Kobe Bryant winning those 3 championships. It was the teams that around him. So I'm going to just leave it at that. So until they build a team around him again, because they do not have a team that competes well enough with the rest of the league. The rest of the league has brought other players on to make them better. We haven't matched that.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
But don't you give the theory a chance, though? I mean, don't you let these players – would you rather lose with Kobe shooting or the ball working around and players are just missing shots?
Look,
go ahead, Tony.
Go ahead. Well, look, when Shaq left, remember, we went through that rebuilding stage. It took time. We got Gasol. We put the pieces of the puzzle together. It's going to take some time. One person said in this – you got to wait. Why is everybody panicking? This is still the Lakers. This is still Kobe Bryant. This is still the Lakers. We're always going to be one of the top 10 teams in the NBA. Now, we prefer to be the number one team. It's just a matter of time until we put the right pieces in place. That's why Dallas won last year. They put the right pieces in place. That's why the Celtics won before that. They put the right pieces. It didn't happen in 1 year. So it's going to take some time for us. Someone said instant gratification. Well, guess
that
what?
That was me.
It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
What does Kobe say when he's posting and you guys are calling vitamin again?
Okay, what's that?
What is that?
Hold on, let me see. That was Dwayne. Okay, go ahead. Hi.
I think Tony is right. Hello, everyone. Hi, Jessica. Hey, baby sis.
Jessica,
happy birthday.
Thank you. Jessica just dropped off, so she's done. Okay,
hey,
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I think Tony's right. I think everybody is trying to get this thing that we were supposed to be the same team we were when we won the championship. We're going through a rebuilding right now. We're trying to fit pieces in to find out what works. This is the year we're lucky enough, like I said before, this is being a shortened year where we can find the pieces that we need to be on the team, be on that floor all the time. We can experiment. We can experiment right now and find out who the people we need and who the people we don't. And we as the fans need to understand that Phil is no longer there and that everything has changed because we have a new coach. And everything's changed because we have other players in there. We need to understand that we need some things changed, yes. But I don't think we need to panic about anything. I think we need just to understand this is the Lakers, and like the Lakers, they will work themselves out.
Well, hi, because we lost so bad, the way we lost so bad last season, again, it comes back down to the Laker fans. We don't want to see that. I'm sorry. It's not going to satisfy us. Now, if it happens, we're going to accept it at the end of the day. But in the instant gratification, like I said, we want to see, again, because what we see now is a good point guard coming in and helping the team get to where we need to be, at least get to the finals. We need to get that because we got beat so bad. And it wasn't – I mean, we was missing some pieces, but it was because it was a lot going on with the Lakers in their heads. Gasol, Kobe, all of them. They all was going – they were all acting like girls, you know. Go ahead, Rodney.
That's me. It's Stone Cold. Is D-Fish missing those last minute shots. I mean, he's getting laced on defense for sure. But is D-Fish, is he missing them shots? I mean, we still got Kobe, Bynum, and Gasol.
Right.
I think we can win it this year. I mean,
yeah,
we may be rebuilding, but we can do it this year.
I agree. So we are rebuilding,
but I'm just saying the concept has to be put in place. And Kobe knows what to do. That's why I think he's retarded. I don't understand Kobe Bryant at all. I think he's probably one of the most selfish players in the entire NBA. I don't understand Kobe Bryant at all. But he is the best. He's the greatest. But he's retarded.
Now, Dwayne just dropped. Dwayne, if you hear me, call back in. He just dropped off. I'm going to go ahead and take a music break. You guys, kick back. Hold on. Don't hang up. We're going to go, we're going to continue this talk. We're going to play some trivia later. But you guys, hold on. I do want to go ahead and play a song. Wait, before I do that, I'm trying to find a song. Okay. I was going to play. I'm by Club Nouveau. And, I'm going to play this song right here. It's by Confunction. It's called Juicy.
Double that up.
was bumping. That was Confunction, Chase Me. Okay, I'm going to bring everybody back on. Code, I got you back on. Tony, you're back on. Rodney, you're back on. Oh, wait, Rodney, you're back on. Hi, you're on. Dwayne is back. And if you guys want to come in, if you want to call in, call 347-205-9366. Press the number one. I'll see your name. I'll see your hand raised up in the queue, and I'll bring you in. Also, you know, don't hesitate to go online to www.thejkeennetwork and click on my link, and it just takes about 30 seconds to create a username. And you could be in the chat room. The chat room is cracking. I got Steve. Hey, Dwayne, Steve is in the chat room right now. I wish he would call in. Why don't you call in, Steve? I got Dwayne on the phone. You're the one who made this connection. So,
who is Steve?
Big man, Steve, the one that told you.
Oh, big, okay.
Hey, that song reminded me of the house parties we used to give.
I know. I was over here, just over here, bumping on my chair. I'm like, okay. Okay, so then Big was like, LG, Laker girl, this is a Laker show. How can you have the Laker haters on here like Rodney? Rodney, he just...
I am not a Laker hater.
He's not a Laker hater. He just don't like Kobe because he's a ball hawk.
I love Kobe. He's just retarded.
He's just retarded. Oh, that wasn't the long version, Emac, because I was like, it is pretty long. It seemed like it keeps going on. Let me play our promo real quick, you guys. Hold tight, and this is a couple of seconds, and then we'll come back on and start talking again about what's going on here. Hold on.
The J. King Network is growing. Welcome to my house, The Rodney Jackson Show, with co-hosts Carolyn Gerard, Eric McAllister.
It's all about the music, damn it.
Stephanie, the Laker Girl, Sabelle. Another moment of cheese. The way I see it. With the JK. My name is Lynn Tolliver. Sessions.
Kings and Morning. Your favorite Block Talk radio show.
And the lighter side. With Catherine Eisenhut. Check the website and Facebook for broadcast times. We've got a variety of goodness. Laughter. Information.
And entertainment. The JK Network.
Okay, you guys, we have a lot of shows here. We actually, the J. King Network was just nominated for the award. J. King, we nominated for like 3 awards. The network itself got nominated, as well as J. King, for the best talk show host, and for and also for afternoon talk show host. So hopefully we'll win one of those or all of them. Jay is definitely deserving. I mean, he's amazing. You guys should listen to Kings in the Morning as well as the other shows. I mean, we're on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We have shows on each day, so definitely come check us out. I got somebody else here. Hold on, you guys. Let me see who this is. 937-251. State your name and where you're calling from.
This is Monica Magnificent McGee calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Hey, what's up, Monica? How you doing, girl?
I'm good. I actually can't even stay, but I wanted to say hello, and I know Dwayne's on the call, too, so just wanted to stuff you guys. You guys know I'm a big-time Boston fan.
I got somebody in the chat room that's a Boston fan, too, Monica, so you guys, it'll be all good. I love it. I love the competition, even though Boston is not even any type of competition. Somebody in the airplane?
Me. I had my window and the helicopter was flying over.
Wowzer. Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah. I mean, see, I don't have enough time to stick around and talk about how you guys got Thunder Eyes the other day while you talking about us. You know, I know
we might have got Thunder Eyes, but we did beat the Boston Busters, so that's all that matters. We did beat your team. But since you don't
I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yes,
on my birthday,
will.
They're going to pick up in L.A. So.
Yes, we're going to hook up. And then also, you know, you're going to be caught. You know, we're going to get together. We're going to be doing some things together. So I appreciate that, Monica. Dwayne hooked that connection up. And I just think it's truly a blessing on how all of us are just really networking and getting each other together and trying to grow together. So that's a blessing. So I appreciate Dwayne. And I appreciate Steve for hooking me up with Dwayne. So it's all good.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on all your from one sports lady to another. You keep it up and keep doing your thing, all right?
I will. Thank you, Monica. Same likewise to you as well.
All right. See you soon. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for calling. All right,
you guys. Can I chime in here?
Yeah, go ahead, Tony.
You know, everybody's so spoiled, but, you know, the days of, like, the Boston.
Who's that? Hi? Not hi.
That's not me.
No, let me see who that is. Dwayne? Yeah, that was Dwayne. Okay, go ahead.
The days are over where a team can actually dominate in the NBA. What the Boston Celtics, all the games that they won, Chicago winning off for five championships in a row. Who is the last team to win three straight NBA titles?
The only team that, well,
no, is the last team.
Last team that did the three in a row?
Yes.
Lakers.
The competition is becoming stiffer each and every year. I don't think we'll see in the next decade a team that will win three state champions again. I just don't see it happen. Look at Oklahoma. These younger teams, younger fresh leagues, late coming out. There's just too much talent out there. And each and every year, it's getting better and better. So, where the Lakers are right now, I'm proud of them. I think this season is not a waste for them. We've got another second half of the season to go. If we pick up at least a guard or Howard, and I'm a Howard fan, I think he would be a fantastic addition to the Lakers, because once again, we've got to think about, I know we want the instant gratification, but we've got to think past Kobe Bryant right now. We have to start thinking that way. He's still got 2-3 good years left with him, and probably possibly a fourth year. But they have got to, Laker fans have just got to be patient.
Well, we're not going to be, though, Tony. You know we're not. You see your daughter right over there. She already told you. You know how we are. Especially being females, we really want that. We want to win. You know, we want them boys. They put on that Laker jersey. We're a high-caliber team, just like you said. We're the only team. When you say back-to-back champions or three-peat, it instantly comes into everyone's mind that it's Lakers. When you think about it, when the Lakers travel to other arenas, they sell out. We bring income to these other cities. You know what I'm saying? So we put them on this pedestal. They get, you know, we just want to win. Again, if it comes down that we don't win like last season, we're not going to cry about it. We're going to go right back in the next season and expect the same thing all over again.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when the team starts to do bad, they don't blame the weakest link. They always blame the superstars. Look at over in Orlando. They're blaming Howard for them not being where they need to be. So as you go to each team and so forth, that's why the guy talking about Kobe, the ball hogger and this and that, he's a ball hogger when he has to be. So once he got Gasol, he learned to pass the ball, and you said it earlier too. He just doesn't have confidence in the people that's around him. Once he gets those people around him, he has no problem sharing that ball.
You're right. I agree. Let me do this. Hold on, right quick. Hold on. Hey, 7-1. Hey, Brittany, is that you, Britt?
Brittany. Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. How are you? Hi. This is my little great nephew, you guys. He just turned, how old are you now?
6.
6 years old. You just turned 6. Hey. Happy belated birthday. I gave you a shout out on my show when your birthday was.
Hey, Cameron. This is Uncle Hi, Cameron.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for calling in, baby.
Hi,
I love you.
Sorry for interrupting.
You said what?
I said, sorry for interrupting.
No, you okay.
You okay, Pumpkin. Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. Okay, Cameron?
Okay.
Okay, love you. All right, you guys, that was my little great-nephew, Cameron. He's 6 years old.
Okay, I just got to say this because I got to go. But the thing is, I think next year we're going to see a change in the first in the starters. I think what's going to happen is that Fisher's going to realize they need a guard. And I think if what's his name that come off the bench now, the white boy, the guard?
Blake.
Yeah, Blake, take his place. Give him a chance up there, and I think we'll see number zero playing off the bench. I think he's going to get more playing time because I think Brown, even though he's not really, it's not really been said, I think he's impressed with this guy, and the guy can create his own shot. Because every time he plays, he does something good all the time. So I think that's what's going to happen. I think Fisher's going to change over and realize he needs to come off the bench or something. All right, guys. You guys take care. Have a blessed day.
Thank you,
I love
calling you, too. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you
later.
Bye.
Later.
Okay.
Later, baby.
So we got anybody has anything else to say about the rumors and the trades going on? I wanted to go into doing a doing the quiz, seeing how well you guys, the trivia, how well you guys know the Lakers. And this quiz is a multiple, is it a multiple choice? Yes, it is a multiple choice. And so let's see how well, and I got somebody else. Okay, let me bring Dwayne back in. Sorry, Dwayne. Okay, I brought you back in, Dwayne, and I see you in the queue, Juanita. Thank you for showing up. If you want to answer any questions, Juanita, press the number one, and I can bring you in the queue. So we got a 10-question quiz. I want to see how well you guys know your Lakers. Okay, and this one is off of, let me see, this one is the NBA Alumni 5, NBA Alumni 5. So that's the topic. And so the first question is, what school is Lamar Odom from? Is he from Rhode Island, Temple, Vermont, or George Mason? And I'm going to be looking in the chat room as well. What school is Lamar?
He went to Rhode Island.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, I know you probably know everything.
It's Rhode Island.
Is Rhode Island. Okay, hold on. You're right,
Before that, what school did he go to?
I don't know.
UNLV.
UNLV.
He committed to them, but then he ended up going to Rhode Island. And then, well, I was talking about his high school. You know what high school he went to?
He went somewhere in New York, didn't he? Because him
yeah.
and World Peace kind of grew up together.
Yeah.
But they didn't go to the same high school. That's just, if you find that out, you good.
If what high school, I could Google it. Easily, you know, I could really.
Well, you're not supposed to Google it. You're supposed to be able to answer that.
Redemption Christian Academy.
Huh?
He Googled it. Rodney Googled it. Oh. What did you say, Rodney?
Oh, no, Christ the King High.
Christ the King High.
Christ the King High. All right,
yeah.
So Christ the King High. So Lamar Odom was drafted fourth overall by the Clippers in 1999, okay, and then from Rhode Island. Okay, so the next one is, what university did Luke Walton attend?
That's easy. Arizona.
Okay, so Dwayne, I'm gonna give you a difficult test because you know this stuff. This is an average test right here. See, you knowing it. Okay, so you're right. Arizona. Luke Walton, the son of Hall of Famer Bill Walton, was the third pick of the second round by the Lakers in 2003.
You know what high school he went to?
What a bust!
What did you say, Tony?
I said what a bust.
Oh, what a bust.
But you know what? I don't think he's a bust because he was a second round draft pick. He was a second round draft pick. It wasn't like he was a first round draft pick and you expected him to change the team. The reason why he got lucky and got that contract was because Phil Jackson was a coach and Phil Jackson was a coach and he's a good passer at his size. And so he did some things that were really good and were great attributes for the triangle offense.
Wow. Well,
but why is he there?
Why is he still there? Because of that money contract that he has?
Because when you sign a contract, you don't want to, you don't want to just throw money out the window.
Yeah. And that is why
he does. And look, this is maybe not the politically correct thing to say, but the
That's
people
fine.
That buy those tickets look just like him.
Okay, now Steve just asked, what junior high school did Dwayne Cooper go to?
Who said that?
What junior high school did Dwayne Cooper go to? And you know what? I read that it wasn't Lakewood was the high school you went to, but what was your junior high school you went to, Dwayne?
Hoover. Junior High.
Oh wow!
Herbert Hoover Junior High School. Yes.
Okay. Out this way in Glendale?
No.
Not that one.
It's in Long Beach. Long Beach Unified. That's where I met Big Man.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's why he brought that up, too. Okay. So now he said Walton, he's not a bust. He had a bad back, but the boy is smart. He's going to be a coach one day. I agree with you. And if y'all remember, he was balling in the 04 finals. Okay. I do agree with you. He is smart, and he will be, because he was coaching over the summer. Actually, he was coaching up until they came out of the lockout, I understand.
Right. He was coaching at Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
the guy who went to the University of Arizona was a walk-on teammate of his by the name of Josh Pastner.
Hmm. Okay. Now, the next question is, you guys, did Kobe Bryant, Andrew Bynum, Smush Parker and Kwame Brown all entered the NBA straight from high school?
Yes,
that's correct. Although Bryant, Bynum, and Brown all did not attend college, Smush Parker attended Fordham University. Okay. All right, the next question is, what school did Laker Rick Fox attend?
College? North Carolina.
Wayne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I didn't say it quick enough. But okay, so Dwayne, you kind of let everybody else try to answer. If they don't answer, then you answer. Because this, I'm gonna bring up a difficult test for you. Now, Rick Fox was drafted 24th overall by the Celtics in 1992, and was
that was my year. That was my year. That's why
that
I know.
That was your year. Okay, that was your year. That's why you knew.
Mm-hmm.
He was named to the All Rookie Second Team later that season. Okay, the next question, number 5. What school did clutch player Robert Horry once go to? I need Johnny's dun, 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 dun.
You don't want me to answer, right?
No, not yet. Anybody know in the chat?
Alabama,
room?
I think.
Yep.
Give me time.
You got
to
it, Coach. Actually, Cole, you got it right. It is Alabama. Robert Horry won a combined 6 championships with the Rockets, Lakers, and Spurs. Okay, Eric McAllister, he said Alabama as well. All right, the next question is, this probably would be easy. Everybody's going to know what it is. Magic Johnson went to which school?
Michigan State.
Right. So Magic was drafted first overall by the Lakers in 1979. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2002. Okay. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, everybody know this one. Which of these colleges did he attend?
UCLA.
Right, UCLA. Kareem was drafted first overall by the Bucks. Okay, I'm hearing that background. Is that you again?
Wait a minute, his name was Lou Alcindor then.
Okay, you're right. It says Kareem was drafted first overall by the Bucks in 1969 under the name of Lou Alcindor. He was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1995. So you got that right. What year did Magic retire? Is what Steve, let me bring Wayne back in. Okay, Dwayne, what year did Magic, Steve asked, what year did Magic retire?
The first time?
Mm-hmm.
The first time he retired in 1991.
Did you get that bit? Okay. All right, the next question is, Byron Scott is from which university?
Can I answer that one, too?
Wait a second. Let me see if somebody else knows.
Hold on. Wait a minute. With all due respect, Dwayne is the only pro baller.
I know.
He has an unfair disadvantage over the rest of us.
That's why I said I want him to wait, but I got a test for Dwayne. I got a test for him. We're going to see if he could get through that one, but... Do you guys do any? Okay, Eric McAllister got it right. He said Arizona State. It is correct. Byron Scott is from. Byron Scott went on to coach in the NBA, coaching the New Jersey Nets to a finals appearance, and later became the coach of the Hornets. But he did come out of Arizona State. Okay, number nine. Wilt Chamberlain was a former athlete at what school? Eric McAllister wrote Morningside.
That's what I got.
Oh, okay. So then, Wilt Chamberlain. Okay, I'm going to count to five. If you guys don't get it, then I'm going to have Dwayne answer it. One, two, three, four. Okay, nobody knows it. So, Dwayne, Wilt Chamberlain was
Kansas.
A former athlete at what school?
Kansas.
Captain wrote Overbrook. You wrote Kansas. That is correct. Kansas is correct. Wilt was the third pick in the 1959 draft by the Philadelphia Warriors and was inducted in the Hall of Fame in 1979. The last question, what school did Jerry West attend? Don't answer, Dwayne. Give everybody 5 seconds. What school did Jerry West attend?
His home state.
And what was that, Dwayne?
West Virginia.
Yeah, that's correct. You got 100% on the test. Jerry West was inducted into the Hall of Fame of 1980. So it looks like Dwayne is smart, you guys. He's a smart dude.
Dwayne, Dwayne, isn't Jerry West the one who called you?
Yep.
Jerry no, West. Well, he. I called him. Rhonda Windham called me.
Yeah, she got you. Mhm. But you still got to talk to that smart man.
No, wait a minute. I actually said he wanted you on the team, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Laffy said he wanted you on the team. It would make sense. If a guy gives me a job like that, I want to know everything about him as well. Hey, congratulations.
I think that when you, like for me, a lot of guys today don't do it like, well, I went to school where Rav made us read a whole lot. He gave us, and so it was, for me, it was great for me to learn about somebody like that. And then you find out he's a logo. You got to know, I got to see this dude. Why him over some of these other guys? Jerry West was a monster as far as a player when he played.
You're absolutely right, and that's why you're truly blessed. You're truly blessed. I mean, I heard your story the other show, and I tell you what, you know, most people would definitely want to be in your shoes, the things that you've been through and everything. I congratulate you. Well, Jerry West, to me, has been one of the greatest players ever. You know, I remember the old days of Gail Goodrich, Happy Harrison, and Jerry West, and telling my age a little bit. But I'll tell you what, that was a great team.
That was a great team. You are so right about that. Now, I wanted to touch back real quick on Nash, Steve Nash. I understand that Nash, he will be negotiating his contract, and the two things in order for him to stay with Phoenix is two things he's requesting. He's requesting more money, and he's also requesting for them to bring in some more players that will help him win a championship. So do you think that Phoenix will be able to accommodate him, you guys?
Nope.
No, absolutely not.
No.
So he's gonna leave. So
he ain't got no choice. If he's trying to win a championship, he ain't got no choice but to leave.
Well, the first thing is he asked for more money. That's the key to meaning that he wants out. I mean, they're not building the team around Nash anymore. So the first thing that for me, him requesting more money, that's the key to it all. He doesn't want to stay, and he knows.
So I wonder, where is he going to go?
What's going to happen is he's going to leave Phoenix because they're not going to be able to pay him, and they're not going to be able to build around him. And who is going to give him the money that he's getting now on another team? You know, they can't do it. He's 38 years old. You don't, because at some point your body's going to break down. Just like when Shaq, I hate to bring his name into it, and because he's one of my favorite people as far as basketball players go. But with Shaq, you know how he got injured? When he was running down the court, he looked back like somebody hit him or something. Nobody hit him. He was by himself. And that's when you get that old and you're still playing, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Nash wants the money. I think he's at a point in his life that right now, if he, like all these other players that switch teams, you know, past their prime, he's probably thinking more, get me on the team where I can get as close to a championship as I possibly can. I don't really think it's...
I understand that, but, if it's going to happen this season, like in the middle of the season, mm-hmm. Which team is going to trade for him, and what are you willing to give up? For instance, everybody's talking about him coming to the Lakers. What exactly are the Lakers willing to give up to get Steve Nash? Are you trying to give up Pau Gasol, who has, you know, big guys last longer? He's 30 years old, 31 years old.
Right.
He's probably going to play till he's 36 because what he does. He can still be effective when he's older because he passes the ball so well. He can shoot that mid-range jumper so well. So Pau Gasol has 5 or 6 really good years left. Are you going to trade Steve Nash for Pau Gasol? Or are you going to try? Well, I mean, how? Because you're not going to trade for a Luke Walton. You're not going to trade for a Meta World Peace. You're not going to trade for, you know, some of these other guys that they have on their roster at this point. What are the Lakers going to have to give up in order to get a Steve Nash?
Dwayne, let me ask you this. Can he buy out his contract? Is that at all possible? Or do you think he has a relationship with the team enough to say, hey, you know, with me, you're probably not going to, you know, the next stage. Why don't you release me or whatever so that I can move on?
Because you know what happens? What's going to happen is if he buys out, then there has to be it's like a free agency in the summertime. He has to get through waivers. He has to pass waivers, and during that time, if someone else decides they want to pay him and they have the room under the salary cap, they can pay him, and then the Lakers may be able to pick him up. But until all that process takes place, he has to go through the normal process. And there's no guarantees that the Lakers are going to be the team that get him
because he
may not get past waivers. And so that's a dilemma there. And so there's a whole lot of things that have to go. I mean, it's not like, you know, how baseball does. They're free agency. It's crazy at the end. The trade deadline passes, they can still do stuff. The trade deadline passes here, it's not the same as baseball. So if he gets through waivers, then he has a choice of picking whatever team he wants to go to, but he has to get through waivers.
So he has to get through waivers, okay.
Somebody tell me what happened to the rumors about Gilbert Arenas.
Right, well they were
Gilbert
looking
Arenas,
at
Gilbert
him.
Arenas is still at home.
Yeah, he's still at home sitting on the couch because the Lakers brought him in, he played, and I don't think the front office has, Jim Buss has the last say so. I don't think they were impressed with him.
Well, do you think he's the answer at the point guard spot?
No, I don't.
No,
I don't believe.
Okay, I don't think he is either because he didn't have the explosion that he used to have. I mean, if it was Gilbert Arenas of like 2000, well, how long has he been in the league now? Well, how about this? How about if he was Gilbert Arenas prior to surgery?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Prior.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He just did that same procedure.
But if it was Gilbert Arenas before surgery, then he's still being with the Wizards. See, that's the problem right there. The Wizards would never have given him up if they felt like he had good years. And you think about this: it's 29 other teams, and no one has picked him up.
Right.
So something is wrong there. So do you think 29 other teams missed out on him? No.
Do you think it's because of his playing skills, or you think it's because of that issue with the guns? Bringing them in the locker room. or both?
Well, it's not the gun. Gilbert is genuinely, everybody knows Gilbert is a pretty good dude.
Right.
But his knees are shot at this point.
Wow.
And then he's not like a true point guard, so he has to have some kind of explosion in order to be effective, and he doesn't have that anymore.
Wow.
Y'all tell me if this is true. I read this on February 13th. I didn't want it to happen, but is it true that we was trying to sign Allen Iverson, but he had to go to the D-League for 3 weeks to prove himself, and he turned us down?
Well, I don't think...
Well, no, it was. I think it was earlier than that, but they said... They offered to have him go play in the D League because you got to, when a guy's retired like that, and then he's just sitting around, he might have been going up to the YMCA or something playing. That's not the same. That's not the same kind of shape you need to be in to be on a professional level. So they wanted to make sure he was in it for the right reasons, and obviously he wasn't because he wasn't willing to pay that price.
Right.
Well, to my understanding, he needs the money. He's broke.
Ain't no question he needs the money.
Yeah,
but let me tell you something. That is mind-boggling to me. Now, this is not even counting the money he got from Reebok or the other endorsements. He had $154 million in player contracts. And you broke? My grandchildren's grandchildren should have, his grandchildren's grandchildren should have money. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Absolutely. I could not believe when I heard that story that he has lost his fortune. And I'm saying, what could you have possibly done with all of that money? What?
Well, see, let me tell you something. His crew, you know how guys have entourages? His crew is like 40 deep.
And that's the problem with players.
Yeah, and he was supporting them and giving them, you know, all the mad Benzes and all that kind of stuff, crazy stuff like that. So... That's the same thing Chris Rock was talking about when you talk about people who are rich and then you got people who are wealthy. When you're wealthy, you grew up with the money and you know how to act. When you get, like a lot of the young people now, they get rich real quick. They can lose it in the same breath that they got it. So they don't always know how to manage that. And they think they spend it like they're going to make it for so long. And then you only got 12 years to do it. That's why people always talk about, nope, hold out, get your money in football. You don't want to get injured. Hold out. Get all the money you can while you can, because that window is so small.
Yeah, I was going to say, T.O.'s in the same boat.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I feel so bad for T.O., though. He's just not – no one wants him.
T.O. didn't make $154 million, though.
No,
T.O. didn't make $154 million.
Yeah, but he did make some money, and they don't have – I mean, he don't have nothing to show for it. Now, what do you guys think about Derrick Rose's new Adidas deal? Which guarantee him $185 million over 13 years.
Hopefully he
knows what they're doing. You know what they're trying to do?
Pushing it over $200 million.
Well, you know what they're trying to do, though? Is they don't want, you know, before, remember when Kobe was with Adidas, he had a big deal.
Right.
And then when he left, where'd he go?
Nike.
Uh-oh. And then... You know, so he's really – there are two guys with Adidas right now, Dwight Howard and him. He's a reigning MVP, so they got to – his agent has to cash in when he can.
They want to keep him.
Exactly. And so, you know, he's a guy. Fast don't lie. And that's the catchphrase right now. Fast don't lie.
No, it don't. Okay.
And so,
Go ahead.
Let me say this one thing. And this is just going back a bit on wealth. You know, it's easy to get rich. It's learning how to keep it, and that's what the wealthy do. They understand how to keep it.
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of money for that little boy. Now, Rodney said something about LeBron. He said, how much bad press will LeBron catch for that turnover at the end of the All-Star game? And is he truly a choke artist at the end of the games? Yes, he is, I think. He cannot close for some reason. What's going on with LeBron with that? He's not a Kobe for sure, closing games.
Well, one of the things I always say is he is a closer. He just hasn't been able to do it the last couple of years. if you remember when he was with Cleveland, he closed a lot of games out and against a really tough and stiff defense opposition because he was the only guy, and they knew he was the only guy, and he still was able to get it. He scored 29 points in a quarter to win a game, and they needed every one of those points.
But we're talking about the ones that really count.
The Detroit series didn't count.
Well, I'm talking about look. He can go down being one of the best players that ever played, Charles Barkley. And I mean Charles Barkley, when he played, he should have won a championship, but he didn't. And there's a lot of great players out there that won championships, but they didn't. I'm hoping, and I really don't, I'm not a big LeBron fan. I think he's a phenomenal player, but I don't think he has it. I don't think he has the Kobe mentality or some of the other great players out there that when that game, the biggest game, like when they played in the finals, I'm sorry, I totally went the other direction with LeBron. I mean, he whined like a baby.
Well, this is what I was talking about this earlier. One of the things about Dwight Howard, just like LeBron, is he's such a likable, nice guy. The difference between he and Kobe is Kobe will slit your throat, reach down your neck, take your heart, and throw it away and not blink an eye. LeBron, on the other hand, he'd much rather sit down and have a cup of tea with you.
Wow, that's his demeanor, really?
I mean, he's just a nice guy.
Awesome.
He's a nice guy. He's a great guy.
Nice. He does seem like he's a nice guy. I think, you know, people, especially when they be having these pictures of LeBron taking pictures of the Laker looking like a little girl or him crying, you know, they got all kind of pictures of LeBron looking silly. So I mean, to me, him leaving out of Cleveland, I don't think it was bad. I think the way he handled it when he did the media stuff, I think he should have never done that. I think he should have had a conversation, you know, should have just been straight up with Cleveland and let them know. I mean, I really think it had something to do with his mom. And that other player, what's his name? I can't think. They were supposed to be having an
affair.
Delonte West. Yeah. I think.
Hey, did you guys?
Wayne, I'm gonna go back on the Kobe situation. The way that you described Kobe, so you're saying that Kobe is just this tyrant?
I'm saying as a player, you got to be kind of a butthole at times in order to get what you want. I think that, like, Kobe will make – sometimes he won't make the basketball play. He'll make LeBron, I think, like, when he – at the end of a game when he's closing, he makes the right basketball play. If you're an L.A. fan, you've heard Kobe say when the reporters ask him after the game, you were double teamed. Why did you take that shot with two guys on you? You don't trust your teammates? And Kobe says, yeah, I trust my teammates, but I trust myself a little bit more.
Okay, hold on, you guys. Let me bring this person in right quick. 916-370, state your name and where you're from.
I'm from Sacramento, California, and Stephanie, this is Lambert. I'm on the road, and I thought I'd call
in
and pay my respects at your show.
Oh, thank you so much, Lambert. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. Cool. This is Lambert, you guys, with the awesome cheesecakes. Oh, my God. You guys got to taste his cheesecake. He sent me the New York cheesecake, and I ate the majority of the cake. I gave my daughter maybe 3 pieces. I gave a couple other people maybe 1 or 2 pieces, but I ate the majority of that cheesecake, and it is the bomb. So you guys have to taste his cheesecake. Thank you for calling in, Lambert. I appreciate that.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that I've been a fan of the Lakers for years. We had family move out from the Deep South in the 40s that was living in Inglewood when we were growing up. So we used to go see Wilt Chamberlain and all of that. So, you know, much love to the Lakers. I think they got too many white boys, though, Stephanie. We need some brothers after the draft.
I know.
And then we'll be ready.
Okay. Hey, Lambert, my birthday was yesterday, Lambert.
Hey, happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, too. Thank you for calling in. And I know you guys are diehard Laker fans, you and your brother, so it's all good. Thank you so much. I got Jay. He wants to come in here. So, Jay, you already landed?
Yeah, I just landed. I just heard, I don't know who the guy is talking about.
Dwayne.
LeBron James. But let me tell you
Dwayne.
Something. LeBron, he don't have no, he don't, LeBron, could, he's not a winner. He's proven it to you guys. I cannot believe that this guy said that LeBron was a closer. LeBron blew it. His team, 2 years running, 2 years in a row, they had the best record in all of the NBA. And
no,
it was on his shoulders.
It was 3 years.
Okay. No, 2 years had the best record in the NBA of everybody. But in 3 years, they won. 3 years in a row, they won a champ. But 2 years in a row, they had the best record, better than anybody. And LeBron James, 2 years in a row, well, every time they got to the championship, he turned into a little girl. I mean, he just got little girl nuts. He was worse than Lamar.
Hey, you know what? Hey, Jay, he wanted the tea and crumpets.
Well, you know what? I was talking to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar one day, and he said, and I asked him, I said, what's wrong with Lamar, man? Why? This was before they won the championship again. And he said, I said, what's wrong with Lamar? He said, Lamar wants everybody to like him. But Kobe is an assassin.
I told you that's exactly.
He said, Kobe is an assassin. So I'm going to tell you something. In basketball, on the court, I don't care who likes me. I'd rather be an assassin. So, and LeBron James ain't no nice guy. LeBron James started off a nice guy, but he turned into a little ass. And that's why he was able to do what he did, Stephanie, by disrespecting his whole city the way he did. Because he did, he was a nice guy when he first got in the league. But he turned into an ass by the time he had a little bit of success, and it went to his head. And he thought that he was going to be a champion. And listen, a champion is Michael Jordan, a guy who stays in a city where he scored 63 points in the game and they lost. But he stays in a city and he builds a team around him. They built a team around LeBron. They gave LeBron what he wanted, what he asked for. He had all the pieces in place, and he didn't carry out the part that he was supposed to. He was supposed to be the truth at the end of the game. I don't give a damn. And, yeah, he hit some big shots on the games that didn't count, but when he counted the most, he got a little bitty. You know what? When he was a dangler during the regular season, as soon as it came to championship time, he turned into a juicy, and he had an end.
He turned into a juicy.
Oh, my goodness.
You are hilarious. Man, listen, I agree with what Kareem said. To me, he just said in different words, an assassin versus a guy who wants people to like him. Lamar is the same kind of guy that LeBron is. And I think that it is unfair.
He doesn't have no rings on his finger because he don't have a Kobe around him. He need a Kobe.
Exactly.
Because he ain't one, because he is not a Kobe. And they will
not win.
I promise
you. Can I speak, man?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
All I was saying was now he chose to go to Miami, and now he has a guy who has a little bit more of a killer instinct in him, so now he can get one. And maybe it becomes easier for him to understand what it's like to be a killer at the end of the game if he can get to see up close someone else do it. And I agree to a certain point about him not finishing the job over there in Cleveland. But in all honesty, think about this. When they went from 60-something wins to 10 or something, whatever they won when he left. So those dudes weren't that talented, and he got them to the championship.
No, dude, come on, man. By that time, everybody had left. A lot of guys left. That's not
right. Okay, you guys, so we're going to continue this next week. Dwayne, I'm actually going to be in San Francisco, but I still want you to – we're still going to do the show. Jay is going to probably fly back in before we do. And he's going to run my show, but I'm going to be on the line. But he's going to be running the board. So Jay King will be taking over Everything Lakers next Sunday. And I appreciate everyone calling in. Lambert, thank you so much. We got a few seconds left. Tony, thank you. Cold Stone.
Juicy's got to go nuts. Juicy's got to go nuts.
And I want to thank you to Cold Stone for participating in this. So thank you, guys. I'm going to go ahead and try to go out on this song right here. All right. It's Karen White, and it's called It's Hot. It's on our new CD. It's
hot,
guys. Yeah.
Go. Would you wear love? Let's go. Let's go.
Carpe diem.